Move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2531 of Joshua Levis for automobile repair business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the automobile repair facility is small. With the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the use will not only have adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Two, there are other small businesses in the area, and this use is consistent with those existing businesses. In addition, the site is adjacent to the city of Milford. This is an appropriate location for small business use. Three, the use as an automotive repair facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Four, all repairs will occur indoors and applicant resides on the property. There are no other employees. The applicant has also stated that he has no intention of expanding the business on the site beyond what is being proposed. Five, no parties appear in opposition of this application. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to small automobile repair business. B, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. C, security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. D, because the pole building where this use was located and constructed and inspected for residential use, the application shall seek and receive a certificate of occupancy from the County Building Code Department for the commercial use. This must occur within 3 months of the approval of this conditional use ordinance by the Sussex County Council. E, any dumpsters shall be screened from the view of neighboring and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. F, all repairs shall be performed indoors. No automobile parts shall be stored outdoors. G, no junk, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers shall be stored on this site. H, as proposed by the applicant, no more than 5 cars shall be on the site for repairs at any one time. All parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. I, all oils and other fluids shall be properly stored indoors in appropriate containers. The applicant shall also comply with all state and federal requirements for their disposal of these fluids. J, no cars shall be sold on the property. K, the site shall be subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. L, the hours of operation shall be from 8 a.m. through 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. M, any violation of these conditions may be grounds for the termination of this conditional use. N, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2531, Joshua Levis. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, for the reasons inside the motion.
And the chair, let the record show that I, despite the fact I was not here for this hearing personally or in public, I did listen to the audio, so I am prepared to vote today. And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0.